You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning on this Tuesday, June 10th. As we all know, gas prices have hit a new historic high in the United States. They're averaging over $4 a gallon. I think I saw somewhere in 23 states it's over. Gas prices are over $4 a gallon. And we are going to take a look at prices all over the world.
Let's take Stephen Dubner on a tour, yes.
There we go. On a trip around the world of gas prices. Let's start with cab drivers in London.
So we've gone from 120 straight through now to 130. In some places, it's 135 per litre. So you're talking about £5 a gallon. You're looking at about £30 per day. But you have to live with it. You have to carry on. You have to do what you do. Happy days.
And he's burning diesel.
To do the math, though, let's do the math first, just so people are clear, that that's $8.96 per gallon in dollars.
But that is with the exchange rate, just to be fair.
Just to be fair.
Because the pound is the pound. That's like saying if I bring my car to London and drive, it's $10.
Now let's go to Kiev, Ukraine, where cabbies are using some alternative fuels.
Very expensive to the petrol. It will cost 1 liter $1.20. But I have a natural gas, and it will cost in half. Yes, 70 cents.
And that's about $4.54 a gallon, just to make that currency
and
exchange.
That's happening all over the world. Cabs, a lot of cab fleets are using natural gas as well as gasoline as well as diesel.
Stephen, you looked like you were going to say something.
Oh, I wasn't, but I'm always happy to.
All right, let's go to Sydney.
The way the petrol's going, it's going to get harder and harder to live. Terrible. It's $120 to fill it up today. It used to be about $50. Now it's about $120 to fill it up. It only lasts about 3 days, and you've got to fill it up again. So it's a big pain. For an average salary earner who earns about $500 a week, plus their mortgage, and $100 every 3 or 4 days, it's a big pain, believe me.
A big pain. In fact, he says it's getting harder and harder to live. But there is one place where cab drivers are not feeling the pain of high gas prices. Let's go to Venezuela.
I am a taxi driver in Caracas. The price of the gasoline is very cheap. It's going to cost about 3 cents per liter. Yeah, I can fill this car with a couple of dollars easily. And this car is have the tank very big.
He said a very big tank, and he's paying 11 to 12 cents per gallon.
The problem there, though, is that you're in Caracas.
Venezuela.
Yeah, it's kind of the reason we've had cheap corn for 30 years here. Subsidies are great if you're buying the thing that is subsidized by the government. Absolutely.
So what is the political – what happens when you subsidize fuel like that in terms of the government? They're making a big bet.
They're making a big bet. It's really interesting. I mean, if you want to talk about greenhouse gas emissions, which we've been talking about a little bit earlier here with the locavore stuff, high gas prices are a godsend. Okay, if you want to talk about greenhouse gas emissions. Why? Is because driving is the human activity that produces the most what we call negative externalities of everything. Pollution, carbon emissions, congestion, traffic accidents, etc. There's almost nothing good about driving except getting where you're going.
So higher prices reduces that.
An economist would say so. Subsidies absolutely increase it. One of the reasons we're so dependent on corn syrup as part of our diet here is because we subsidized corn so much and had so much of it.
And so we've encouraged people to use a lot of it. Stephen Dubner, author of Freakonomics and the blog Freakonomics on
AroundTheWorld.com.
Thank you.
Stephen
Thanks for the
Dubner.
Trip.
You're welcome.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.